Hey everybody, so let me open up this podcast by saying I honestly never thought that I would be doing the second one. Like I mentioned in my last one, the last podcast I did was basically for my ed tech class. It was an assignment. I had to review a few podcasts, and you know, that's why I did it. But afterwards, I gained a couple of followers, and you know, honestly wasn't sure what to do about it. And at my last class, I kind of joked with my professor, you know, that I did a podcast with my assignment. It was the very first one I ever did. Actually kind of felt good after doing it. And the fact that I had some followers, I felt like I was, you know, I just had to do another one. I had to keep this going. So here's my second podcast. And actually, I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about an article I was reading from eSchool News. It's titled Study Highlights Plight of Students with Only One Device at Home, written by Laura Asconi. I'm hoping I didn't butcher your name that much. And it's an article basically talking about the digital divide. How students with only one device at home, as opposed to multiple devices, are, you know, falling behind in school. So this is a quote directly from the article. A new study confirms that despite efforts to close the space, the gap between students who have access to the devices and the internet and those who lack it compound equity problems within U.S. schools, end quote. And I'm in my 11th year of teaching, and we have been using Chromebooks in my classroom maybe for the last, if I remember, five years or so. And I mean, just to watch them use devices in the classroom has been amazing. And I can see how much they're learning. I was able to see how much my students were becoming 21st century learners. And, you know, it was a great thing. But you know, so this article is talking about how that, you know, families who even they have one device at home, that only device is a smartphone. And having a smartphone isn't really going to help students, you know, in school, you know, mainly like getting homework done. I mean, we can, you know, we can all use our phones, hop on the internet, you know, maybe do some quick research here and there, but to actually, you know, compose homework assignments, you know, using the different word processing applications, you know, the Google Docs, Microsoft Word, Excel or PowerPoint. You know, it's hard to do those kind of things on a smartphone. So, you know, we have to find a way to get more devices into the homes of people. And if it's just going to be one device, this is my opinion, I always thought that every household needs at least one desktop computer. I've kind of thought like that maybe for the last 10 or 15 years. And, you know, when I bought my newest desktop, you know, my wife really didn't understand, because I have my own laptop. She has her own laptop. I have a school laptop. She has a school work laptop. She has a work laptop. So she didn't quite understand why I bought a desktop. And I have to admit, I can't fully explain it, but I just believe that, you know, a desktop is just, you know, it's stable. I just think that every household needs a desktop computer. But I'm going back to this eSchool News article, and this is another quote. The report, The Digital Divide and Educational Equity, looks at the 14% of ACT tested students who said they had access to only one device at home. It was a follow-up to the report, High School Students, Access to and Use of Technology at Home and in School, which examines overall survey results and results for selected subgroups, end quote. So, So here's the actual data. It says 85%. I'm sorry. So according to the report, students who have access to only one device at home. So these are numbers dealing with students who only have one device at home. 85% were classified as underserved, meaning they were low income family or first generation college students or in a minority. 28% of students who have one device at home say that device is provided by their school. So even if in this 28%, the students that had only one device, that device was issued by their school. And out of that 20%, 40% of those did have a laptop and 31% of those had a smartphone. Lastly, 58% of students report access to only one device at home, says, like I mentioned before, that one device is a smartphone. And again, that's not really conducive to learning. So the article it gives some suggestions as to what can be done. And they list five suggestions. One of those suggestions was expand device and internet access among those who lack them. Easier said than done, of course. How can we expand the access? I think we have to look to the community. I'm sure there are all kinds of advocates and businesses out there that would love to help families and schools get students the proper device access and internet access. Number two, ensure all students have easy access to the applications they need for school-related activities via mobile technology. So this is suggesting that the things that students do in school should be able to access it through mobile means. I'm not too sure about that. Again, it's because most students, most families, most households, the one device they have is a smartphone. So everything that they need to do would have to be through that smartphone. But again, there's only but so much, in my opinion, as a teacher, that you can do through a smartphone. And if I were to really think about some of the assignments that I will assign my students that will need a device, they won't be able to do it through a cell phone or mobile application. They would need, at the very least, a laptop. Number three, it says look to instructional coaches who, according to Digital Promise Research, can play a key role in closing the gap and advancing equity. Yeah, instructional coaches can definitely help, but they would face the same struggles as teachers, and the instructional coaches would probably have to look at this same list and do these things that this article is suggesting. Number four, look to other districts for examples and best practices. I've always thought that each school district should look at one another. I mean, find the district that, doing well, doing what you think that your district can do. See what they're doing. See what's going on. Talk to the people in charge and see if there is some way to duplicate that. And lastly, think about unconventional ways to connect students to the internet, such as putting Wi-Fi on school buses. Now, when I read that, I definitely said to myself, that's interesting. And I think that would be a great step in the right direction. But the next thing I thought about was, okay, money. All of these different things cost money. And, a lot of times, and it's sad to say, but it's the truth, a lot of times all of these things boil down to is money. Who's going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? It's all about how you're going to get the funding. Whether you're a Title I school and are able to get funds from the government or, different fundraisers at each school or community involvement, it's all about the money. How are you going to fund these different ideas? That's the big question, right? So again, digital divide. I'm sure as educators, we all see it. This particular article, again, just highlighting some of the plights from eSchool News. Take a look at it. I do love this website. I read quite a few articles. I'm on it every week or so. Like I said, the article is called Study Highlights Plight of Students with Only One Device at Home by, I forgot her name that quick. Laura Asconi. Thank you for listening and can't wait for the next podcast.